Over the course of the next few weeks, WUNC will be profiling North Carolinians who are calling for change in the wake of recent high-profile deaths of Black Americans. Rhonda Taylor Bullock is the co-founder of We Are, a Durham-based nonprofit committed to anti-racist education. She focuses on teaching children of all skin colors how to talk about racism and be anti-racist. Her son Zion is 9 years old. For this story, produced by WUNC's Liz Schlemmer, they got together in their backyard to ask each other some questions.
Hi, my name is Rhonda Taylor Bullock. I'm the co-founder of We Are.
Hi, my name is Zion Bullock, and I'm the son of the co-founder of We Are.
He's funny.
Why did you start We Are?
I was thinking about you and ZZ, and how could I work with other people to make this world a better place so that hopefully when you all get older, or even now, as you all are growing up, that, you know, for one, you're better prepared for the racism that exists in the world, for people who are gonna treat you differently because of your skin color.
When was the first time you noticed someone treated you unfairly based on your skin color?
I was 5 and I was in kindergarten. And one of my classmates went around and invited everybody at the table to her birthday party except for me. Do you think that's fair?
No.
And then I asked her, I said, why didn't you invite me, you know, to your birthday party? And she said, well, you can't come to my birthday party because my dad said Black people are not allowed in our home. And so she basically said I couldn't come to her birthday party because my skin was Black.
That's messed up.
It is messed up. And so we've talked a lot about racism in our family and through the camp. Remember when we had that incident in our neighborhood? Was that your first time? Was that your first time where you think you paid attention to being treated unfairly because of the color of your skin? Or do you think has it happened at other times?
I feel like it was just that one time, and it did make me very sad.
Can you tell us like what happened?
The kid who was talking to me, he was white, and he said that his mom was crazy. And I was like, why? And he said, it's because we have a Black person living in our neighborhood. And my heart just fell. I was really sad.
But I remember you being upset because he said, my mom would freak out if she knew I was down here with you. And I was very proud of you because in that moment, you knew to ask. You were like, why would your mom freak out? Remember his mom started coming down the street? Do you remember what you tried to do?
Run?
You tried to run behind me. You ran and hid behind me. And I was like, Zion, what are you doing? Do you remember what you said? He said, I don't want his mom to see that I'm Black.
That's what I thought you would say.
That's what you thought? It's okay, I mean, you know, sometimes we remember things, sometimes it's hard, but you were young, 6 is young. But do you remember when I told you about George Floyd?
Kinda.
It might have been Ahmaud Arbery, I can't remember. I started telling you the story, and I was just telling it like it was just another story, I think, because I've thought so much about it. But when I remember when I told you, you said, Mom, you put your hand up, you said, stop. Can we just pause and breathe for a second?
Yeah, I definitely remember that, because when you told us that happened, me and ZZ started crying.
Yep.
But we were trying to wipe off our tears. I remember telling y'all to take a pause so we would remember about him.
I felt like you checked me and was like, Mama, this is sad. Like, we can't just tell the story and move on. Like, we need to pause and pay attention that somebody lost their life and that life mattered.
Yeah, it's a little rough being a kid, especially during this time, because I always feel like something's watching me and it's about to shoot me. And I feel like I just get scared and I always feel like I gotta run to somebody. And so I just feel like I'm in a little dark space, nowhere to go, and I just feel scared.
Yeah, that's heavy. It was interesting to hear how you described it, especially because we're talking about guns, we're talking about shooting, we're talking about violence, and how you are processing that it feels like someone is chasing you. And I can definitely, that's sad, I definitely understand. What do you think we should do?
I think what we should do is do one more protest, but this time everybody who cares about black lives and everybody who is black should like join together and like make sure all the cops hear what they have to say. What do you hope for in the future?
All the things. I hope that you and Zaire and kids like you all get to grow up and not have race dictate your outcomes. And where you all grow up, where the systems that are responsible for caring for you, that they're not racist. I hope that's what you all get to experience. My hope, particularly for like black families and brown families, is that we get peace, that we get to exist and take breaks and rest. And I think my hope for white families is that they start to do their part, that white families are having conversations like we're having to have and talking about race and how race is impactful and what does it mean to have white skin in this world. That's my hope. My hope is that white folks do their part and to stand alongside black and brown voices so that we can have a much more socially just society. That's what I hope folks do.
We chant Black Lives Matter because Black Lives Matter.